how long do you think before this tech's available to the everyday person? Will it be quicker than the evolution of the mobile phones?
Nobody knows the answer to that question, I guess. Will it be quicker than the evolution of the mobile phone? Apple tend to wait for the market to establish to some extent and then deliver a solution that defines the marketplace. The whispers are that they will release something potentially towards the end of this year that will begin to do that. And I think once Apple start to get involved to that extent, then popularity and the kind of craze to get hold of the latest device kind of takes over. So I don't think it will be in the next 2 years.
I think you're going to see a colliding of the mobile phone technologies and the sort of augmented reality technologies. Already spectacles with a kind of Walkman-esque thing that you have here with all the processing is coming out with Biomagic Leap. It's about behind the scenes of what's going on. It's about how lenses are evolving. It's about how processing power is evolving. And once those things get better, and you know, that's what people are working on, and like machine learning, like algorithms, things like that, as they all evolve, you'll see these things all colliding. For sure you will. There's a reason that certain types of behaviour have evolved as they have with things like the mobile phone and the smartphone, and I think we need to think about how we work in terms of layering versions of reality on top of each other.
To answer this question of how far away this kind of technology is, I think there are huge technological hurdles to be overcome for mixed reality to really take off. I also guess if I stick my neck out, I think it is going to be as transformative as the iPhone has been or the web. So I think, you know, it's a nice to have a safe 10-year marker, but I would say in 10 years' time, it will have radically transformed the landscape the same way that phones have. We've done a lot of work, to answer another question I saw there about working in binaural audio. We've done 3 VR projects now, and we started in binaural audio, which is using weird ear-shaped mics to pick up the audio as though to make it sound as though you're sitting there, to what's called ambisonic audio, which is like the highest quality spatial audio we can get. And actually that has a dramatic impact on being present. So actually what we do is audio led, obviously. So I think the way that we enhance a live performance and thinking about what we do being led by the music and the audio is, in our particular art form, probably the right place to start. It's a roundabout way of saying I'm not sure I would start there. That doesn't mean you can't do it. There are holograms, there's projection mapping. There are lots of people doing studies of remote playing, which I think actually on a grassroots level would be amazing if people could actually play with each other and play music together. But there's also just a fundamental problem of latency and the speed of light.
We often talk about this idea of these tools allowing us to create experiences that allow you to be more human or be a better human or go to best places in a different way. But there's no way that we could ever create a VR experience which is as good as standing next to a giant sequoia tree. We can only create something which is about additionality or seeing it in a different way or kind of changing the perspective on something. I think it's an incredibly important thing to remember as the human race, being together, connecting with each other, having a proper conversation that's not involving you both looking at a screen or moving your thumb is a really, really important thing.
So Nell, one more thing for you. What are the opportunities of other arts and cultural businesses in this technology? Do you think it's something that people should, unafraid, just kind of go, well, look, I don't know much about it, but I'm going to find out about it because there'll be something that will make it possible for my arts business, my cultural organisation, to use in this field?
It's really about the essence of what you do anyway. So what's the story you're telling? What's the purpose of your cultural organisation or your arts organisation, and understanding how those technologies can help you enhance that or bring new audiences in or tell that story in a different way. Like, it's absolutely not about just jumping on the bandwagon of a certain type of technology because you'll probably make something really crap and no one will want to see it. I think for me, often thinking it as a producer anyway, getting the artists and directors that I work with thinking about the back end. So like, is it a games engine that you're creating in? Is it a system where you've got interactivity, where you can create everything in 360 degree with interaction? Then you've got a body of work that could be rendered out as a film. It could be made into a game. The opportunities are vast, but it's all about the story or the kind of experience you want to give your audience.
Ben, it's worth just talking about this whole issue of Liverpool Football Club, X number of fans, but if you look at the actual stadium size, that can't marry. So what's the expansion that's happened because of not just television technology, but the technology of the future?
Where the technology eventually goes, I guess, is trying to replicate that incredible atmosphere that you experience inside Anfield, that famous old stadium, and bringing those people from around the world and giving them a hint of what it's like to be there. That's what clubs like Liverpool are trying to do. They're trying to reach out to those fans and make them feel a part of what it is to be a Liverpool fan. The further technology goes along, the more it'll be able to help in that regard. And maybe somewhere down the line, 5-10 years from now, you'll be in a position where if you are in Singapore and you're a diehard Liverpool fan, then you can be there standing on the cop replicating maybe 99% of what it's like to be there with your fellow Liverpool fans.
And that's true of the orchestra, it's true of the rock concert, and it's true of the children who are doing the painting in the classroom that you might want to connect your children to. So it's got all of these incredible potentials. So thank you very much indeed for talking us through AR, MR, VR, and all the excitement of that.